This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour, another edition of Auto World. We're here to take your calls and emails, so don't be a stranger anytime throughout the broadcast. You can call us up toll-free from anywhere, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or reach out via the digital means, via internet or email access, and you can hook us up at bob@autoworldradio.com and bob@boblongradio.com. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be joined by one of our favorite contributors here on the broadcast. Easy enough for me to say, esteemed automotive journalist and author Larry Edsel, who has just made his way back to his home in the Phoenix, Arizona area after spending the vast majority of the summer months traveling all over the place and, of course, spending a lot of time in Michigan as well. But we'll get the complete lowdown for the 2014 Larry Edsel World Tour. Also coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to pop the hood. Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical repairs, ASC certified mechanic with a garage himself that he operates today. He's been doing it for more than 30 years, and he really knows his stuff. He's one of the best radio on-air diagnosticians that I could ever find. And again, don't be a stranger at any time to give us a call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to throw out at least one trivia question in this hour of the broadcast. But right now, let's welcome Larry Edsel, esteemed automotive journalist and author. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, but I have to apologize because I'm actually driving. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Well, that's okay. Well, it's all part of live radio. No problem at all.
I was at a lunch and it ran over, and I was in a car on my way home when you guys called. I'm like, well, hopefully I can drive slowly enough that there won't be too much wind noise. I'll be home in a few minutes. So, but the day's still good. Driving's what we do. So, yeah.
That is so true. Tell our listeners around North America, Larry, about the vehicle that you're driving and the number of miles that you've put on this vehicle in the last few months.
I'm driving my own 2013 Nissan Frontier pickup truck. Since the 1st of May, I've put a little over 23,000 miles on it. I've been to 29 states and one Canadian province, Phoenix to Michigan, and two trips to Florida, four trips to Virginia, some other trips all around the place, and then I got back, I've been back almost a week.
Amazing. And I know when you go on these road trips, you take a lot of time to find some really cool things to check out, museums and other historical items, and you also like to catch some of the local car shows and look around for other interesting items. It's not just driving point to point. You make lots of stops along the way.
Oh, yeah, and this year I started out by pulling a trailer from Phoenix to Spokane, Washington. And then as long as I was up there, I went to Montana. And in Deer Lodge, Montana, is the Montana Automotive Museum, which is tied into a prison museum. So it's a great two-for-one stop in Deer Lodge, Montana. You can tour the old prison. And I have a very strong feeling for this prison because my grandfather was a prison warden and was hired by the state of Montana to help put the prisons together after a riot in the late 1950s. So,
what a great story.
In addition to the prison museum, right next door is a car museum with probably 250 cars of all kinds, shapes, and sizes, and it's just a nice museum. So anyway, that was the first time. I think I went to 8 or 9 or maybe 10 car museums this summer, lots of car shows, I was on the go a lot. And a lot of it was car-related, and a lot of it was grandchild-related. So it was kind of a nice double-header summer, cars and grandkids, my favorite thing.
That's great. So along the way, you attended many car events and, as you said, checked out a number of automotive museums. And I'm glad that you're shining the spotlight on some of these smaller museums. It's very easy here on the broadcast to focus on the big ones, the Peterson in Los Angeles, the LeMay in Washington State, and the ones that we all know about. But there are a lot of car museums out there that aren't anywhere near as publicized, and these are the ones that really need to spread the word and get the word out there, because there's an awful lot of cool small museums.
Yeah, I actually think it was really kind of sad this summer. One of the things I went to was it's called the Mitchell Museum, and it was closing down. It's kind of in the middle of Michigan. The guy who had founded it in honor of his dad had died this spring, and his children were selling off the collection. And I got to go in just before the sale, so I got to see it as it was. And it was a small museum, but probably 80 cars, and really interesting cars, a lot of cars with celebrity backgrounds. And now it's gone. You know, they had a very successful sale, so that was good. But, you know, those cars are all dispersed now. There's a Hudson Museum in Shipshawana, Indiana, which is in Amish country.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the best little car museums you could ever want to see. The Studebaker Museum in South Bend is phenomenal. They do a great job. And they do, every year, they do one or two special exhibitions. And right now, it's an exhibition on what they call Studebaker Cousins. So it's all the companies that were affiliated with Studebaker. So it's everything from STP to outboard motors, and it was fascinating just to see all this stuff. There's some great little museums. And then my favorite museum I went to this summer is the Gilmore Museum. It's in a part of Michigan that you have to really want to go there to find it. It's out in the country. But I did, I think, 7 stories about the collection because it's so amazing. And it's not only a collection of cars, and there's hundreds of cars, but also of antique barns that they've put out in different parts of the country, taken apart, and reassembled on this farm. So most of the cars are in barns, beautiful old wooden barns, and it's much a car museum in some ways as it is a barn museum. Are we still there?
Yep.
Okay, great.
No problem. What an amazing trip. 23,000 miles, 29 states, 1 Canadian province. And you did this in a relatively short amount of time. When did you head to the first locale in Michigan?
I think it was the 4th or 5th of May, and I got back last Saturday.
That's great.
It's bloody hot in Arizona in the summertime.
I can understand completely. We'll take a pit stop and then more of Larry's road trip 2014. We'll also talk some new cars. He's driven the 2015 Mustang GT and the Mustang EcoBoost engined vehicle. That's all straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your
dreams. So, Matt, how was your week?
Who you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Our special guest is esteemed automotive journalist, author, and all-around cool guy, Larry Edsel. He also teaches journalism at Arizona State University, and we are very fortunate to be recapping his incredible journey since last May, 23,000 miles, 29 states, one Canadian province, lots of car events, museums, and driving classic cars. And I know you did some work with our good friends at Hagerty along the way, teaching some young folks on how to drive a manual transmission vehicle, which is becoming a lost art form.
Oh, absolutely. So what Hagerty does, four or five times a year, and they do it at different parts of the country. They bring a couple of their old cars. They get some of their clients with old cars to bring them, and they basically spend a day or two teaching local kids up to age 25 how to drive with stick shift. And it accomplishes two things. One is it gets them interested in old cars, which, of course, is a good thing for Hagerty because that's what they insure. But it also teaches them to drive stick shift, which, one of the people I was talking to, one of the kids, and I like talking to the parents, too, because I talked to one parent one time, actually, with the grandmother. And I said to her, why did you bring your grandson? And she said, I got sick. The only car I own has a manual transmission, and he had to take me to the hospital. And I am sick, and I'm trying to tell him how to shift the car. So he needs to know how to do this. Another mother said to me, you know, someday my son is going to be out with a bunch of friends. They're going to be in a car with a stick shift, and the driver is going to do something stupid like be drunk or take drugs, and my son may have to drive the car home with everybody in it. He needs to know how to drive a stick shift. So we had a 65 Camaro, a 69, or a 65 Mustang, a 69 Camaro, a Volkswagen Beetle convertible from the 70s, a late 40s Packard. That was my favorite car. And there was a guy from Chicago brought over his Triumph, and there was maybe an MG or Jaguar or something. And we spent all day teaching the kids how to, and the kids could drive three cars for sure, and then if there was time left over, they could get any car they wanted to. And some of them had never driven a stick shift before, so it was a real, real learning experience for them. And I enjoy it because it's interesting just talking to the kids and showing them how to drive the car and not be intimidated. So many of them are intimidated by it because they have no idea what to do, and, you know, they're kind of afraid of the whole thing.
Yeah, of course. Kind of makes sense in a way. If it's something all new to kids, I could see how that could be a little bit frightening.
And from my standpoint, it's fun because I got to drive a bunch of different old cars. And then the other thing that I did with Hagerty, actually, I was pulling in the garage, so I'll be off the car phone in this.
All right, no problem. Larry is joining us remotely. He has returned back to Phoenix, Arizona, and he was driving his Toyota pickup truck that he picked up brand new for 2013 and just put 23,000 miles on that truck just from May until October. Talk about covering a lot of distance, 23 states, one Canadian province, as well as attending. Yep, okay, that sounds great, Larry.
Right, we're back, right?
Wonderful, yes. Tell us about...
I'm actually home and off the car part of the phone. So anyway, the other thing that I did this year with Hagerty while I was there was National Geographic is doing a two-hour special late this fall on... The working title is Driving America, and it's basically a television program about compared with cars.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things they wanted to do was to, for some reason, they wanted to photograph me driving six or seven different old cars. So we went up to Hagerty, because I knew they have a bunch of them, and we spent 2 days filming me driving cars and talking about the cars as I was driving them. And that was a blast, because we had... We had a Porsche Speedster, a 356 Speedster, a split-window Corvette, an old Thunderbird, a huge, big, old International Harvester pickup truck with no power anything, and four-wheel drive, and trying to maneuver that around on city streets with all the power I had in my arms to just turn the wheel. And then also an E-Type Jaguar Roadster that is... Mikhail Haggard's baby. So we had to be really careful with that. But it was really fun. And the thing that surprised me while I'm driving all these old cars was that each car triggered a song in my head. And they were all different songs.
Just different memories from over the years. Is that what kind of triggered your...
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Like, one of the songs... one of them, of course, was when I was driving the split window Corvette. That was obviously the theme, not to... actually, it was the theme to the old Route 66 TV show, which was not the Kicks Your Kicks on Route 66 song, but a totally different song. And driving the Porsche Speedster, the 356 Speedster, the song was the theme to the movie A Man and a Woman, which I still think is one of the best car movies ever made, even though it wasn't a car movie.
Very good, Larry. Let's talk about some of the other cool things that you checked out along the way, in addition to what you've told us already, which is just a mind-boggling amount of events. I'm sure you got an opportunity to rub elbows and talk with a lot of people involved with the car hobby as well.
Oh, let me think. One of the things I did was the New York Times wanted me to go. The reason I went to Canada was the New York Times wanted me to do a story on one of the cars that was going to be auctioned this summer at Monterey at the RM auction. It was a 1909, 10, or 11, something like that, Mercer Runabout. And it sold for $2 or $3 million. I mean, it's an amazing car. But one of the things I did while I was there, this is also the 35th anniversary of RM. So I did a long interview with Rob Myers, who started and owns RM. And not only is he a car guy, but he collects everything. And he was telling me about he and his wife have gone to antique stores, and he's bought the whole store.
Oh, you're kidding.
and he said the most unusual one he ever did was, I think he was in South Carolina, and he not only bought the entire antique store and all its content, but he hired the person working there to come work for him to run all his to organize all his antiques back in Canada so he could buy and sell what he wanted to. So,
Great. It all worked out. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about some new vehicles that Larry has driven and lots more. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN. Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further and simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. 5, AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury.
Yes. We are back here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long with Larry Edsel, and Larry has just completed a road trip. He's back in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm sure, Larry, it's good to be home.
Yeah, it is, although it hasn't quite cooled off as much as I thought. We're still up in the high 90s here, so I probably should have stayed away another week or two.
Well, I know you took a little detour over to California to check out a vehicle that I can't wait to hear your impressions of. I remember being invited on the 2005 launch of the Mustang, which was held in the same neck of the woods. They seemed to choose exactly the same spot in which they rolled out the very successful 2005 through 2014 model. But now we have the all-new Mustang for 2015. Larry, Mustang is celebrating 50 years, and certainly means a lot to a lot of people. I mean,
it means a lot to everybody, I think, who likes cars, because, you know, for so many of us, of a certain age, you know, our first new car was a Mustang or a Camaro or maybe a Firebird. And, of course, without the Mustang, none of the other ones would have happened. And actually, I drove the Mustang here in Phoenix, not at the big press event. They did a little localized press event this week. So I drove both the EcoBoost, or EcoBoost, however you say it, which is, there's three engines available in the new Mustang. There's the 5-liter V8 in the GT. There's, I think it's a 3.7-liter V6. Mm-hmm. And then there's a four-liter or a four-cylinder I want to say it's 2.3 liters.
Yeah, it is 2.3.
It's turbocharged, so it actually has more power, the V8. And I drove the V8 and the four-cylinder. The four-cylinder is I'll get to the V8 in a minute. But the four-cylinder is terrific. Unless you want to go, like, to the drag races or an autocross or something like that with your car, the four-cylinder is going to meet every need you have. It's really quick. It's very light on its feet. Maneuvers great. The interior is terrific. And actually, the one we had here in town that we test drove, it had the sport interior package, so I actually liked its interior better than the GT interior, and of course the GT is going to be, you know, a lot more money. But one of the things I like in it is, if you order the sport package, you get some toggle switch control on the mm-hmm. bottom of the dashboard that are very retro, and they reminded me a lot of, I had a brand new 69 Mustang, and it really reminded me of my, in very good ways, about, you know, the car I bought myself when I got out of college. I was struck by the design. I mean, you look at it, it's a Mustang, but they've done something. Like, the hood seems to go on forever. And one of the things I've written in a story that I haven't published yet was that when you're driving it, it's like, am I driving a Mustang or am I driving a Jaguar? Because the mm-hmm. hood is just so long. The interior feels to me like it's a little roomier than it used to be, which I think is a good thing. Now, I didn't yeah. attempt to get in the back seat, and but that's, you know, the front seat, it felt to me like I had a little more room, and that the passenger probably had more room. The sculpting on the taillights is gorgeous. They're not flat. They're very sculpted and angular and protruding, and mm-hmm. it's a really interesting thing. But back to the driving again. The trailing edge of the hood has a couple power bump creases in it, and as you're driving, you're kind of looking down this inverted V crease in the hood, and it's a really nice perspective as you drive. You really feel that, you know, you're driving a car that's not only special but powerful. Well, and that's the four cylinder. So then I got in the V8, and it's the V8, but the four cylinder was an automatic. The V8, the GT car, was a 6-speed manual. The first thing I had to laugh about, when we were teaching the kids to drive stick shifts this summer, mm-hmm. the clutch that gave everybody the biggest problem was the 64 Mustang. I got in this car, and it's like, it's the same clutch. It's really a touchy clutch. Now, this is a pre-production prototype, so, you know, it's not the final factory fit and finish. But it was just funny because it was like, wow, this clutch feels just like the one back in the 64 that I drove this summer that everybody had so much trouble with.
Isn't that funny?
But the car has, the V8 has just amazing power. And you've got to pay attention or it'll get away from you. I mean, it's got that much power. And it's really fun to drive. I kept thinking the V8 is just like the four cylinder turbo, except it's more wheel, more tire, more yeah. power, more kind of more everything, and I'm sure it's going to be more money. And the funny thing to me was, when the newest Camaro came out, one of the things that I kept thinking was, if I was going to buy the new Camaro, if I was going to buy the coupe, I'd want the V8. But if I was going to buy, and I'd want a V8 manual. But if I was going to buy a convertible, I'd want the V6 automatic, because to me that's more of a boulevard cruiser car. And mm-hmm. I kept thinking, I feel the same way I think about the new Mustang. If I wanted to go out and buy a Mustang convertible, I'd probably say, buy the EcoBoost four-cylinder with an automatic, but if you want the coupe, get the V8, because, you know, it's just, you're going to want to take it to the drag strip, or you're going to want to take it to autocross or whatever. The funny thing that happened to me while I was out driving was I was on the expressway for a little bit, and a couple driving a probably early 2000s Mustang totally tricked out. It wasn't like a Celine or a Shelby or a Roush, but this mm-hmm. guy had done it all himself, and you could tell he'd really souped it up and done a lot of stuff to it. And he pulled up next to me and took out his cell phone camera, and he's just taking pictures, 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 pictures. So at one point, I had to get off the highway and turn around and come back, and he followed me off. And then we kind of sort of raced each other for a little while coming back. So I thought, he's getting his thrill and, you know, all that. So it was kind of fun. But I'm sure the picture of the car was all over Facebook or whatever, Pinterest or whatever he had, because he was just, I think he had his girlfriend taking pictures with his cell phone. So.
Oh, isn't that funny, Larry? So I've heard that I've sat in the Mustang a couple of times at Detroit and New York at the International Auto Shows. Of course, I haven't had the chance to drive it yet. But one thing that I noticed immediately in the interior was the availability of a lot more electronics, the availability of certain safety features that we've never seen before in the Mustang. And overall, I think they struck a good balance between holding on to some of the design cues of the late 60s, which were integrated into the model, which is now out of production, and they've made it look a little bit more modern.
Yeah, and they need to do that because, I was very involved with the Camaro people. I mean, I did a book on the development of the new Camaro, but I knew a lot of what their thought process was, and there's a point at which you can't say, you can't be too tied to the past. You want it to kind of reflect the past. You want people to look at it and immediately know it's a Mustang, or immediately know it's a Camaro, or immediately know it's a Corvette. But by the same token, you need to expand your audience beyond those pure enthusiasts and give it some more modern touches and maybe a little bit more of European flair. And like the Camaro, you know, they have plans to sell this car in other markets. So they need to have a little bit more visual appeal to people other than beta
sure. Hold that thought.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585, 800-582-7585.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you driving Cadillac there?
Auto World rolls on great radio stations around North America, around the world via the internet, GCNlive.com. Larry Edsel is with us, esteemed automotive journalist, author, college professor, and the man who does extensive road trips, and this year he... In a very short span of time, went over 20,000 miles and visited all kinds of great places around North America. We're talking to Larry about his recent opportunity. He got behind the wheel of the 2015 Ford Mustang, something that I can't wait to do myself. Larry, what do you think about the overall design of the vehicle? It's a little bit lower. It's a little bit wider. The windshield rake is certainly a lot steeper, but as you said in the previous break, it needs to have that easily identifiable motor Mustang look, so they are not going to go too far, drift too far away from what has been such a great success.
No, and they can't, because they need to keep the identity. You know, they need for you to look at the car and know immediately that it's the Mustang, but also to know that, oh, this is the new Mustang. And, you know, and we're so used to looking at cars through North American old guy eyes, you know. And if you're an automaker, you know, you need your cars now to appeal not only to a much younger audience here in North America, but to an international audience, because, you know, the auto industry is about as global as any industry there is. So they need to do a car that has appeal in China, in Korea, in Europe, you know, South America. And so they've got to make some changes. And some of the old coots like me might say, well, you know, I don't like what they're doing. You know, they need to look more like the one I had when I was in college. Well, that's great for that small group of enthusiasts, but it's not going to sell at the volume that Ford needs to sell at. And by the same token, you look at this car and you immediately know it's a Mustang. You get in and sit behind the wheel, you know you're in a Mustang. You drive it feels like a Mustang, but it's better than the Mustangs you've driven in the past, because, you know, they've made progression. It's got lots of new technology that helps you become a better, safer driver. And, you know, some of us may lament all the electronics in cars, but that's the way it is. I keep telling people that anymore, every car is an electric car. Some of them still run on gasoline, but if you took out the electronics, none of them are going to go anyplace.
So true, Larry. Absolutely. It's interesting that they choose 2.3 liters of displacement for the four-cylinder. For those of us who are familiar with Mustang history, and of course I owned a Fox bodied Mustang, which ran from 79 all the way through kind of a mild revision in the early 90s, 93, 94. They they offered back in 79 through the SVO models in 84 through 86 the same 2.3-liter turbocharged power plant. But again, computing technology has really taken this thing to a whole nother level, just like we've seen with the other EcoBoost engines from Ford. Turbo lag is a thing of the past. Repair issues with the turbos also have been taken care of. They've done a great job with this EcoBoost program.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, one of the things I wrote in my story is the only thing about the EcoBoost that bothers me at all is that they call it the EcoBoost. And
yep.
To me, it was funny because it didn't bother me in the F-150 or in any of the family kind of sedans it's in. But it bothers me calling it the EcoBoost in a Mustang because I have this different, I hold the Mustang up on a pedestal or something. And it's like, I wish they didn't have a Bronco, because to me, the EcoBoost should be called the Mustang Bronco or something like that. You know, it needs that kind of a name because it's really a special car. I was very favorably impressed, but it's just, and they don't say Echo, you know, there's not an EcoBoost badge on the car, at least not that I remember, but it's like, you know, it's just, it doesn't sound like a Mustang kind of, you know, they call the GT the GT, but they could easily call it the Mustang Stallion or the Stud or whatever they want to call it.
Yeah.
But I'd like them to call the EcoBoost something like the Bronco or the, you know, something like that. Because it has more power than the V6. It's going to get by far better gas mileage. I think it's like 310, 320, somewhere around there, horsepower. I mean, and lots of torque. And like you say, there's no... I remember one year when I was at Auto Week, I drove the Pontiac Firebird, Trans Am Firebird, with the turbocharger for a month. It was an Andy Pace car, and I was covering the 500 for that whole month, so I had the car for the whole month. And you literally could be sitting at a stop sign, put your foot to the floor, and count 1,001, 1,002, 1,003 before anything happened and there was any movement. And boy, when there was movement, you better be holding on to the steering wheel because it was going. But literally 3 seconds of turbo lag on that car. And now the turbochargers are, you know, and with the electronics, I mean, there's no lag at all. You're just, you know, it's instant power.
Before we go any further, we want to remind our listeners about Larry's great website, iZoom.com, and also about the book that he has just it was completed a while ago, but it's officially out now, and it's Larry's look at the Corvette C7 from a sketch to full execution, and what a great book that is. Still waiting for my copy as well, and Larry, you do such a wonderful job with these kind of embedded journalist, you know, kind of an expression that came out of the first Gulf War. You did the same thing with the Camaro, but this is basically what you did with the Corvette, too. You were embedded with the team.
Yeah, although it takes a while to convince the engineers to really accept you being there. But I'm pleased with the way the book came out. One of the things I did this summer was I spent a weekend at the Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky, signing books at the gift shop there. And that was, I say signing books because, I signed a bunch of books, but I also signed a jacket, a model car, a cookbook, and a few other things. So, the car enthusiasts are great. You know, they're one of the people came, and the employees at the assembly plant for the Corvette had this cookbook that they'd done themselves. And they were bringing it around, having anybody that had anything to do with Corvette legend or lore signing their cookbooks. So I just thought it was funny. Of all people, me to sign a cookbook.
Oh, that's great. Recently, you also drove...
Oh, are you still there?
back, I guess. We're back here on Auto World. We had a little disconnect from my... we're back with Larry Edsel here on Auto World. I apologize to Larry and all the listeners that my digital connection was lost from my studio to Master Control. So those kind of things can happen once in a while. But, Larry, just wanted to get your quick take on the Infiniti. We lost him, too. Okay. All right. So one of those days, that's okay. Great visit with Larry Edsel. And by all means, check out his website, iZoom.com. And I want to make sure to also let you know that he's got some other great reviews of different vehicles up right now, including the Audi A3 and the Kia Soul, just to name a few. Interestingly enough, I had both the Infiniti Q60. Larry had the Q60S, which was the manual transmission retractable hardtop convertible. I had the just plain Q60 with the 7-speed automatic transmission. And I also recently had an A3. So I hope somewhere down the line I get a chance to get behind the wheel of that Mustang. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I really appreciate you joining me. My name is Bob Long.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.